Incumbent Steve Bullock rolled out his agenda near the banks of the Yellowstone River. He pledged to expand and protect public access to public lands and waters. To help do that, he's hiring a public access specialist. And the Democrat wants to create the Montana Office of Outdoor Recreation in the governor's Economic Development Office.
This is an issue that transcends party politics. It's not about Democrats and Republicans or libertarians or vegetarians. It's about what's doing right for all Montana.
Republican challenger Greg Gianforte says while he hasn't seen the specifics of the proposal.
The proposal I saw was for more government, and I don't think that's the solution. I mean, we have a lot of government in Montana.
Gianforte calls himself a huge proponent of public lands and public land access, but he says what Montana really needs is a strong private sector that creates jobs.
What we need to do is lower taxes, put more money back in people's pockets, lower regulations so it's easier for small businesses to thrive here. The governor wants to create sideshows around fabricated scenarios. He's either has his facts wrong or he's outright lying for political gain.
In response, Bullock says public lands and public land access are part of the state's economic engine.
Our outdoor economy, I mean, $6 billion of consumer spending each and every year, that we ought to be promoting and increasing that every single way that we can.
That's fine, says former Texas Governor Rick Perry, but it's not enough.
If you think you're going to continue to keep Montana on, well, not keep, but get Montana on an upward track economically by just promoting hunting and fishing, that's a high hurdle. Now, that's not to say there's anything wrong with that, because I love hunting and fishing, and you all have some great hunting and fishing. But what the governor of the state needs to be focused on is how do you create a climate where job creators know they can risk their capital and have a chance to have a return on their investment.
Perry is in Montana to endorse Gianforte, along with a NRA representative. They took time out yesterday to shoot clays at the Blue Creek Shooting Sports Complex. So when asked, Bullock says he's a strong proponent of the Second Amendment and will continue to support and defend the right to bear arms for personal defense and for hunting and outdoor recreation.
But also let's remember that when it comes to the hunting and outdoor recreation part, you'll have nowhere to shoot your guns if we lose all these public lands.
Bullock also took a swipe at Texas and Perry's support of Gianforte. He points to the fact most hunting there has to take place on private land or through outfitters and guides.
If what the model that they're looking for is the Texas model of wildlife management and the Texas model of public lands and hunting, I don't want that here, for sure. And hopefully former Governor Perry recognizes that we're doing some good things here. I don't want those Texas ideas coming to our state.
Residents of a state get to decide how they want to live, says Perry. He adds he's never heard Gianforte say Montana ought to be like Texas relative to public lands.
I don't think the people of Montana will fall for it. They want jobs.
Montana's primary election was only this past Tuesday, but like the weather, this gubernatorial campaign is heating up. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.